Already finding and affording childcare in Wisconsin is difficult for many families. And now state budget action this week defunded a pandemic subsidy program that Governor Tony Evers wanted to make permanent. The Child Care Counts program meant hundreds of millions of dollars in federal support to child care providers for staffing and to maintain costs for parents. The federal dollars go away fully in February, but are steeply reduced for providers starting this month. We check in with one child care provider in Richland Center for her reaction to the end of the Child Care Counts program. We're joined by Jenny Schrock, and thanks very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So you have some staff intensive care because you provide infant care, I understand, the only such center where you are. What will the loss of the federal dollars mean to your center and the families that you serve?
I'm going to have to raise fees for the families. Because I am not going to be able to budget correctly to give the teachers that I have the quality pay that they need to keep the quality teachers. I will have to cut my budgets, you know, my supplies. We won't be able to update any equipment. It's going to be a tight go of it without this money.
Do you expect that given that you have to raise fees, that some families will make the choice to forego child care as a result, that you will therefore lose families?
I do. I feel people will not be able to afford it. They will not be able to work. It's going to be a domino effect.
So you were describing that under the program, you were getting about $10,000 a month. What were you able to do with that extra federal money coming to you through this program?
That money was paying the payroll taxes that I have to pay for having my staff. And also I was updating things. I recently opened this Richland Center area and provided three more rooms for infant care, but that was with this Child Care Counts money, helped pay for the taxes, and then we also had the partner up, and that helped pay for that three extra doors. Partner up is still going through, one more year through next year, and let this Child Care Counts cuts off in February.
How difficult is it to maintain staffing levels even with the federal subsidy?
It's hard. I don't pay near what I would like to I have some very, very good staff, very good girls that love their jobs. They love the kiddos. But I can't pay them what a factory would pay or somebody down the road, the hospitals can pay. But they love their jobs and they love what they do. It's hard to compete with the outside.
What you do is so vital and so important and such hard work. What is your message to the legislature about this program and its importance?
I'm really hoping that they can revisit it and, you know, find a way to put it into the budget. It's something that I feel has helped families. The funds we've opened up 200 slots within the last 2 years just with these funds and the help of these funds. We're helping lots of families get back to work. We are in the Richland Center area. They were not able to find child care. We're moving people from other states up to Wisconsin because of this child care. I just had a family sign up from Georgia, someone moved from Texas. This program, I don't rely on federal money, but it is very helpful to keep my doors open and keep the quality, high quality care that we give here at Sunshine.
One of the Republican co-chairs of the Budget Committee said that they will be making $45 million available in aid for low-income families and $15 million for a revolving loan fund for child care center upgrades. Is that something that you think would be helpful?
The low-income families, yes, but you're really missing the middle-income families or the middle-income families that don't qualify for those programs. And that's where I can keep my fees at a decent level for those families.
We appreciate your time, Jenny Schrock. Good luck.
Thank you.